one way or another, we'll put an end to it. In the meantime, it's the news, according to me. Good morning or good evening. I will say good evening because it is evening. However, this is going to be posted in the morning, so I'll say good morning to those of you who will be getting this early in the morning. This is going to be an early morning podcast. I'm coming to you this evening. Right now it is actually still September 27th at 9:16 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I am... I'm alarmed at what's going on. And I'm starting to put some things together. Various things happening throughout the world, on the world stage right now. There's other things happening within the macrocosm of between the Trump raid saga that continues to go on with the court stuff. However, there's also the issue of, while they're fiddling, Rome is burning. There's a problem right now. We are in a serious situation. You know, I've always said that desperate people will do desperate things, and I've always wondered about what would end up happening before the 2022 election. The Democrats have no boundary, no scruples when it comes to remaining in power and having a death grip on power. You can hear Nancy Pelosi when she says it. We have no intention of losing the House or the Senate. They're not. They don't want to lose. She doesn't want. First of all, she doesn't want to stop being Speaker. She believes it's vitally important that she remains as the Speaker because we will lose our democracy. They're going to lose their democracy. It's not the people's democracy. It's their democracy, the people on the Hill. When they talk about this kind of thing, it's their democracy. It's their world, their government, their God. Their religion, basically, is their government, their temple of democracy up on the Hill, where they all stride through the hallowed walls of which they alone are anointed to be there. It's no longer a government for and by the people. When they see for of and by the people, they think they are the people. They're the ones. And they're going to grant us more rights by giving us the Parents' Bill of Rights. That's what the establishment Republicans want to do now. The Parents' Bill of Rights. As if they're going to grant us more rights. See, the problem with legislation like that is that whenever they grant us rights, that means they get to control those rights. The founders never said, we're going to give you these rights. No, they acknowledge that those rights were given to you by your creator. If you don't believe in a creator, they were given to you in the sheer nature of being human. You have these rights. You are endowed with certain rights. They acknowledged it and gave it back, gave government back to you, gave you your sovereignty as a human being. To recognize the whole point of the Constitution was that you as an individual have these rights and they cannot be taken away from. They cannot be tread upon. That's not the way the current administration sees those rights. They see themselves as the keeper of those rights, not the stewards of them, but the keeper of them. And they can take them away from you simply by calling you an insurrectionist. By calling you a fascist or a racist or a bigot or whatever name they want to vilify you with. Therefore, you don't deserve to live. You don't deserve... Perono. What's her name? Perono? Whatever her name is. I don't know. I had this... audio. Maybe I can find this. I'll just play it directly from a call to arms. I wanted to bring this up. A while back. This is it right here. Yeah, this is perfect. I'm going to play this and see what you think. But first, a moment from our sponsor. my cup. And unfortunately, it's after 8 o'clock. It's actually after 9 o'clock. And I typically don't, I don't like to drink a lot of sweet stuff or anything in the evenings. I don't like to eat after 8 o'clock, actually. It's just kind of a rule I have, because typically that's kind of, you know, by that point you're kind of done. And I actually, all I have tonight is water. But it's good water. We have good water here at this house. This is Maisie Hirono from Hawaii. She says, clearly, this is literally a call to arms in our country. A call to arms. What do you think of when someone says a call to arms? What do you think that means? That means, like, you throw up your arms? Do you bring your arms? When we talk about arms, we're talking about weapons, guns. That's what a call to arms is. When the militias were called up, this is a call to arms. That means bring your gun. Military, a call to arms is you bringing your gun to the front. This is not a drill. Maisie Hirono now, in my opinion, is just as responsible, if not more, for a young man being run down by a car, because the man was, Joe Biden is just as culpable here. If they're gonna blame Donald Trump for telling people to peacefully and patriotically make their voices known at the Hill, that if that somehow is an insurrection call. And certainly a call to arms or calling someone the most dangerous person on the planet is a semi-fascist MAGA Republican, this MAGA crowd. That gives license to people to kill you. What do you do with a fascist? Run you down with a car, and somehow that's acceptable. That's supposed to be acceptable. His excuse, this guy who ran this kid down, well, he's a radical Republican. He had to be taken out. He thought that was going to excuse him. Guess what? Instead of giving him murder one, he used the car as a weapon to hit the guy. He didn't just accidentally hit the guy. That's vehicular manslaughter. Vehicular manslaughter is when you accidentally hit somebody, run them down, I accidentally killed you. Sorry. Like I went off the road there for a second and I lost control of the car and I hit somebody and killed him. That's vehicular manslaughter. Manslaughter is kind of like an accident, but you were still responsible, or you were irresponsible. That's why you had the accident. That's vehicular manslaughter. This was no accident. This was murder. I guarantee you, let's just look at it this way. If you take your car and you start driving towards a police officer, even if you're trying to get away from the police officer, if you hit another police car in the process of trying to get away, or you hit a police officer in the process of trying to get away, you don't mean to run the guy down or kill him. You had no intent to kill him. Guess what? That's assault with a deadly weapon, and they will shoot you, and they will feel good about it. The instant that happens, they will open fire on you, because you have now assaulted them with a deadly weapon. Your car is a deadly weapon at that point. That's how it's being used. That's what this guy did. But he's getting vehicular manslaughter because, well, the other guy was a radical Republican. This was a grown adult going after some teenager, like 19 or 20 years old, whatever he was. Now you have Maisie. Couple weeks ago, from the House floor, saying this. So let's just see
the
what she has to say.
Hypocrites. It doesn't even go far enough to call them out on what they're doing. This is an outright attack on women in this country. That is how I see it. That is how more and more women
outright
and
attack.
Those who support our right to make decisions about our own bodies. That is how we see it. And why? Because that's what's happening. Madam President, I yield the floor, but clearly, you know, this is a literally call to arms.
Literally, a call to arms in our country. Literally, a call to arms in our country. That means take up your guns. So guess what happens? a pro-life lawyer for a pro-life organization. Standing out on the street, gets shot in cold blood. Killed. Is that what you meant, Maisie? Is that what you were talking about? Because your literal call to arms just got fulfilled. You folks who want to talk about justice and the rule of law and no one's above the law and the words matter. You're going after the president for this, a former president. But speaking of which, by the way, they're trying to ruin him. They're trying to run him broke by just going after him and embroiling him in lawsuits that he has to pay lawyers. The only people that are going to make any money on this is the lawyers. They're bringing you a special master. Well, guess what? Now Trump has to pay for that. Well, you want that, then Trump has to pay for it. It's ridiculous. This is all part of an attempt just to destroy the man. And it's outrageous. It's that they're doing this in the name of all of us, the name of the United States. Well, that's us. Are you working for and by the people? So are you working for the people here? Or are you just working for yourselves? For your organization, for your little three-letter thing that you do? Bureaucracy that runs the country behind the scenes. There's more serious things going on this evening, folks. And I'm deeply concerned about what happened to this pipeline. A while back, and I can't find the clip. I do know of one particular person who posted the clip. I don't know where. I would have to go digging through and find it again. He posted it several times he was making comments about it. It was Robert Govea. He's a criminal defense lawyer. Very good guy. A lot of criminal defense lawyers get the bad end of a reputation because they're defending the bad guy, right? No, they're making the government do their jobs, what they're doing. Making sure people don't get their rights taken away from them, that innocent people don't go to jail. That means that occasionally the bad guy just get away. That happens occasionally. But that's because that's just the way that the nature of the system is to set up adversarially but now, by the way, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor or life coach. I'm not very good at sewing either. But I do like that water. So we have this issue right now. A press secretary recently was, I don't know which one it was. I can't remember if it was, I think it may have been KJP. I don't know if it was her or not. Because she's a hip-hop artist too, as well as AOC. AOC, KJP, all those people. They started off in hip-hop, now they're in Congress. They're in politics. So Karine Jean-Pierre, I think it was her. All I heard was the audio. I didn't get to see the actual picture of the person saying it. Pretty sure that and then what they said was, one way or another, we will see to it that Nord Stream 2 is shut down, one way or another. What does that mean? This is what Joe Biden said before this is before Ukraine was invaded by Russia. This is the comment that he made. Here's his comment.
Russia invades. That means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again. Then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
How will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
And he has a smile on his face when he says that. one way or another, the press secretary said. And then Joe Biden has said this. Well, here we are. Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2 pipelines have both been seriously damaged. Destroyed, basically. Not just a leak. They have imploded. They went from like 107, 110 bar, whatever it was, 140 bars. There's different ways of measuring pressure. One's PSI, pounds per square inch. The other one's bars. And there's hectopascals, whatever that stuff is. And this is whatever it went to. The unit of measurement that they went to was from like 100 and something down to 7, which means it's over with. The Nord Stream 2 pipeline had been packed with, I don't know how many tons of gas. It wasn't being pumped. It was actually shut off, but it was actually just being, it was full. It was filled up basically to detect for leaks as well as to keep it from imploding so it wouldn't, so the pressure underwater wouldn't be a problem. It blew up. This wasn't just a small leak. This was like a major catastrophe. This had to have been, I don't know how deep the Nord Stream pump or the pipe is in that area where it blew up. I have no idea. I would assume 100 feet or more. So this had to have been either a submarine or some kind of a special forces operation of some sort. Now, the question is, who did it? Interestingly enough, a Polish individual who is a part of the Russian or the European Parliament, UK, took to Twitter to thank the United States for blowing it up, for getting rid of Nord Stream 2. Now, this could be a ruse. It could be somebody saying that to blame America for it. Maybe it was a NATO forces, which NATO is just simply made up of different countries, including the U.S. Maybe it was the U.S. I don't think it was Russia, unless Russia would have done it on purpose to bring themselves closer to nuclear war. Now, Putin this week is threatening because what they did with this annex thing. They had a vote, and I think it was 96 or 97% of the people voted yes to go with Russia. So the areas that they have kind of taken over in Ukraine, they had these votes in these communities. People were showing up. Now, according to the people on the ground, they said there was no oppression, there was no forcing of votes. But think about this for just a moment. Most of the people in Ukraine who are of fighting age are fighting. They're off in the military. They're not sitting around at home watching television. Oh, I'm going to go vote now. That's not what's happening there. They have Russian soldiers on the streets. And you're going to go vote. What do you think they're going to do? How do you think they're going to vote? How do you think the people who are going to vote, how do you think those people are going to vote? The ones that are left, the ones who actually want to be, there might only be like 50, who knows how many there were. Was there like 15 people left in town? Went and voted to annex into Russia. And of course, as Vladimir has said, it's not how you count the votes, it's who counts the votes. Or it's not who counts the votes, it's how the votes are counted. I can't remember. Yeah, it's who counts the votes, I think is what he said. In other words, you know what that means. One for me and none for you. The The problem now is that Putin thinks that he now owns these annexed areas. And any attack on them, any attempt for Ukraine to take them back, is an attack on Russia. And he will use nuclear warheads, he says. Probably a tactical nuke of some sort. Of course, this just continues to draw out the atrocities and the more and more things that are happening here. The global elites, folks, don't think for a minute that they want peace on the planet. They want to see a war break out just as much as they did to see a pandemic. All these things are what they want to see because it gives them more global control. I'm not talking about a conspiracy theory here. I'm talking about that they literally say these things. They feel like somehow they're bringing about a better humanity by doing this, or they're somehow helping the world, or they're helping themselves. The sad part about all this is, if it is found out that we indeed took out that pipeline, because, well, this is what he said. He said this.
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
I promise you we'll be able to do it. One way or another, she said. In her response, we will shut down Nord Stream 2. This is unnerving. I don't know if we will wake up tomorrow morning, since this is at night. I don't know. Maybe you're going to hear this show, and maybe you won't be able to hear this show. Life as we know it will change drastically. Will we lose a war with these people? I doubt it. But no one really wins, except for those elite people at the top who have all the protection, because we have to usher them off. These important people have to usher them off to some mountain where they're protected from all the nuclear fallout. And then the next day, when we're all waking up and trying to crawl out from the ashes, they're announcing, "Well, don't worry, your government is intact." Well, yeah, screw that. Who cares about that? Neighbors are going to be trying to eat each other. What are we going to do about that? It is serious, folks, and I'm more and more, you know, desperate people do desperate things. Right now, they're putting Putin into a desperate situation. And they themselves are in a desperate situation, and they know it. If world war breaks out prior to the election, guess what happens? The election gets suspended, and they stay in power. And that is exactly what they want. And I guarantee you, they're willing to do it because the end justifies the means, and they will do anything. They will do anything to protect their power, their grip on power. We have no intention of losing the House. They see the writing on the wall. What are they willing to do? One way or another. Well, it's just a little more than a month away. So one has to ask themselves, what are they going to be doing? What is going to be their plan? I guarantee you they have one. I don't mean to be an alarmist at this point in the game. I really don't. I really don't want to be the one who causes you worry or anxiety. I do want to say this. There is peace in my heart through this whole process. All this stuff has been foretold. We know that things are going to escalate into this at some point. I think we are at that point in our lives, that point in time, in the history of man, that has been prophesied about. Wars, rumors of wars, the birth pangs of the end. These are tedious times. Can there be a reprieve? Can there be a short period of time? Maybe. Here we are around the circle again. We are at the brink. I don't say this to alarm you, but I do say this to prepare you. Be prepared. Go about your life as normal, but keep your ears to the ground. Know what's coming and be prepared for it. Don't be shocked. Take it one step at a time. There's a saying that I believe it started in the Marines. Maybe it's probably started somewhere else. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And that is exactly what we do in these days. We deal with things one bite at a time. We remain on course and resolute. We have faith that even though things in this world are going to go nuts, we're living with a promise that there will be a day of judgment. Come what may, we can trust that that judgment will be righteous and true and perfect. Everyone will get what they deserve. We can believe that and trust in that because it's true. Is that where your faith is tonight, tomorrow, at this moment? It's always night somewhere. To my listeners across the world, let's just take a look real quick while we're going out of here. Geographic areas. United States, Iran. I have listeners there. Canada. It's actually more in Iran than our Canada. United Kingdom, Sweden, Mexico, Norway, Brazil, India, and Spain. To all of you, God bless. Have a great evening, great day. And let's just continue to pray for our nation and our leaders because they need it. God bless everybody. Have a great night.